This is a podcast brought to you by Macleans.ca, the destination for the national conversation. Thanks for listening.
I'm here with resident Macleans entertainment writer Jamie Wineman, who is not only a walking encyclopedia on all things television related, but also on everything from American history to opera. But today we are here to talk about the story of the TV season, which no one is actually watching because it has to do with the business side of television. Specifically, the collapsing ratings of every single U.S. network. Jamie, what the heck is going on?
This season, the major U.S. networks, defined as the four big broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, all have found their ratings down for a lot of things. The only exception is NBC, whose ratings were so bad to begin with that by merely going up just a little bit, they now have near parity with the other networks, because many of the hit shows have seen declines this year. Many of the mid-level hits have declined to, you know, not really hits at all. And most of the new shows, much like last year's, have bombed. There's simply an across-the-board decline for everything except maybe The Voice and football. That's about it.
What can the networks do to possibly fix this?
The networks have different excuses for what's going on. One excuse they've been peddling very hard in the media this year, and have in fact been pushing pretty hard for a couple of years at least, is the DVR. There have been several stories where network people talk to journalists and point out that their shows look a lot healthier, or at least a little healthier, when you add in the people who are watching shows they've recorded or shows they're watching online. And so the network argument is that people are watching, they're just not watching live anymore, particularly the young people who are the ones that advertisers most want to reach.
Right.
Now, the problem with this is that, networks argue that people who record shows are still maybe watching the commercials. The fact is that people who can figure out how to record a show but can't figure out how to skip the commercials are not necessarily the most demographically desirable people. They're sort of like people in the 80s who complained they didn't know how to set their VCR. They're just not, they're not the people advertisers are that interested in. No. Advertisers are really more interested in people who have some working knowledge of electronics.
Yeah.
So if networks are really trying to convince advertisers that they should pay almost as much for people who record shows, I think they're barking up the wrong tree. The fact is that people are just losing interest to a certain extent in these TV events, but they're not necessarily losing interest in television or even live
no.
TV viewing.
Do you think, because I, for one, who I'm embarrassed to say, don't have cable for a number of reasons, I do love television, but I tend to wait until a season is finished for the DVD to come out, and then I watch it like a maniac, one episode to the next without the commercials at home all at once. Are a lot of people doing that, or am I the only crazy
person? That's been a major change in television culture in the last 10 years, ever since the DVD came along, and now Netflix streaming.
Yeah.
People think of television shows as seasons to be consumed at once or very quickly, rather than something to wait a week, from one episode to the next, which is kind of an arbitrary way of parceling out television shows anyway. And Netflix is experimenting next year with making new shows, original shows, and then just putting the whole season up on their site at the same time, which is what they're doing with the webisodes, the original webisodes of Arrested Development.
Yes.
And the Kevin Spacey remake of House of Cards. They're just going to make a whole season and then dump it on Netflix at once because, of course, the Netflix model and what a lot of people think is the future model is that people just want a whole season, a whole bushel full of episodes
right.
to watch. It does no good in that model to have just one episode at a time.
So how will a show like Arrested Development, then, how will it make money via Netflix?
Netflix is a subscription service, so it's the same way that HBO shows can make money. It's a combination of attracting subscribers, allowing the network or the owners to sell the rights overseas, all kinds of different things. The fact is that, at least at this point, the new media is still not enough to produce a full-fledged, expensive network-level show. The fact is the Arrested Development does not have the budget to produce full-fledged episodes with the entire cast. Instead, they're making episodes with whatever members of the cast they can get at that particular point.
Yeah, which is cheaper, isn't it?
Yes, or cheaper. It fits into their schedules. They cannot afford to hire all these people back from whatever they're doing
all at once.
You know.
Yeah. So are there any new shows this season that are actually doing well?
Yes, NBC. One of the reasons NBC has been lucky this year, aside from The Voice, is that
The Voice does well.
The Voice is extremely popular.
I
it's
had no
actually
idea.
Probably more popular at this point. It could be The Voice could well beat American Idol this year.
Really?
It's quite possible.
Wow.
Because the American Idol's ratings are down and have been presumably going to go down further this year, and I think The Voice will probably arguably do better. And out of The Voice, NBC has been able to launch a new drama called Revolution.
Okay.
About a sort of Lost type mystery drama about a world where all the power has gone out, because how could we survive without our electronic gizmos? It's sort of a serialized drama for an age when we're insanely dependent on electronics. That show is doing quite well, even when you just factor in live ratings. When you factor in DVR ratings, it's incredibly popular. So that show does seem to have caught on, and that's pretty much it.
Really? Holy smokes, that's bleak.
There's the new Sherlock Holmes show, Elementary, is doing okay, but not great. Most shows are falling into that category this year of either okay but not great or flops. For most of the shows that are actually popular, like The Walking Dead, which is huge this year, you have to, or Honey Boo Boo, you have to go to cable. The cable is, once again, where people have demonstrated an ability to make shows that at least somebody wants to see.
My mom just introduced me to Honey Boo Boo, and there was some sort of marathon, Honey Boo Boo marathon on, and I really couldn't turn my eyes away. I couldn't stop. Anyway, that's not important, and we should probably not. I shouldn't admit it here.
People get angry about Honey Boo Boo, but other people are pointing out that the show at least has a certain positive nature to it.
Yeah,
and doesn't,
it really does.
Make fun of these people and allows them to stick up for themselves. So I think on some level it could show our culture has progressed just a tiny little bit.
I feel better now. I, for one, am very excited about Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosting the 2013 Golden Globes. But how are their respective shows doing?
30 Rock is in its last season. It's already been announced that it's going away. Faye is ending it. The ratings have never been good, but she's now able to end it on her own terms. It's also the other show that is ending on NBC is The Office, which is also announced that it's going to. And so this is really the end of an era for NBC.
Yeah.
Because they have a couple of hit shows, it might be the start of a more popular era for them, depending on what they can come up with. Where that leaves Parks and Recreation is an interesting question, because it's part of that style that was defined by 30 Rock and The Office, which it was originally supposed to be a spin-off of, and it has the same producers. It's doing well enough relative to NBC's other comedies that it may be able to, I think, have at least one more season, possibly two. And I think it'll run long enough, I think, to get to 100 episodes and go into syndication, which is where comedy shows still make their real money.
Man, are you going to watch the Golden Globes?
I think so. Anything's better than Ricky Gervais at this point, but I just hope that the decision to bring Faye and Poehler on to host the show doesn't ruin them for everybody the way the Golden Globes ruined Ricky Gervais. I mean, I don't want to stop. I like both Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. I don't want to get sick of hearing about them.
On that note, thank you very much. This was lovely.
Thank you.